From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. More planes are now flying from Asia to southern Europe, but a new ash cloud from the Icelandic volcano is likely to cause more flight delays in northern Europe. Air Travelers Association President David Stempler says the past several days have been hard for a lot of people.
This is a very tough time for both airlines and passengers. Passengers are stranded as well as airplanes are stranded and their crews. So it's going to be tough to get everyone back to square one in this situation.
Stempler says one airline told him some passengers won't be able to travel before May 5th because flights were already overbooked. Meantime, European Union authorities are setting up three separate travel zones, demarcating levels of air safety. A court in Baghdad has ordered a partial recount of the votes from Iraq's election on March 7th. NPR's Quil Lawrence reports the decision could benefit Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki.
Prime Minister Maliki had demanded a recount in five provinces ever since preliminary results gave the lead to his rival Ayad Alawi. But a manual recount of 2 million ballots from the province that includes Baghdad could take weeks. The additional delay may prevent Iraq's new government from taking office until the end of the summer, leaving what many officials here see as a dangerously long power vacuum in Baghdad.
NPR's Quil Lawrence in Baghdad. The nation's two largest health insurers are implementing a key requirement of the new health law early. As NPR's Julie Rovner reports, they're letting young adults stay on their parents' insurance plans.
The requirement that insurance companies let young adults who aren't full-time students stay on their parents' plans doesn't actually take effect until September. That will leave a several-month gap for this year's crop of graduating seniors. So, at the urging of Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius, the nation's two largest health insurance companies are moving to put the coverage into effect sooner. Call it a graduation present, if you will. UnitedHealthcare says as of now, young adults it covers in its individual and group markets can stay on their parents' policies until they reach their 26th birthday. WellPoint says the new coverage will take effect June 1st. Both companies are working with so-called self-insured employers to give them the option of extending coverage early as well. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
In Oklahoma, the state Senate has approved several bills that opponents say would make it more difficult or even uncomfortable for women to obtain abortions. One measure would require doctors to use a vaginal probe in cases where it provides a clearer picture of the fetus than a regular ultrasound. Doctors say this is usually the case early in pregnancies when most abortions are done. Abortion rights advocates say that bills, if made law, would give Oklahoma some of the most restrictive abortion laws in the nation. This is NPR News. Toyota is recalling its luxury SUV to fix a problem with the stability control system. Michigan Radio's Tracy Samuelton says the Japanese automaker is taking the step after a consumer magazine warned readers not to buy the vehicle.
Consumer Reports said it found the stability control system on the Lexus GX460 did not kick in soon enough on sharp turns when test drivers took their feet off the gas pedal. That could lead to rollover accidents. Toyota spokesman Brian Lyon says dealers will have a software update in hand by the end of April that will repair the problem.
It's safe to say we work 24/7, including through the weekend. Our folks in Japan and in the United States worked very hard to make this software update.
Toyota is offering loaner cars to owners of the Lexus SUVs, which cost upwards of $51,000, and it's paying dealers a fee for each day a Lexus GX460 is on the lot unrepaired. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samuelton in Ann Arbor.
A barrier of security forces surrounds the central business district in Bangkok, Thailand. The army is preparing for another confrontation with anti-government protesters who are threatening another major rally. The so-called red shirts have been camped out in the heart of the capital shopping district for over a month. Kenya's Robert Kiprono Cheruiyot is the winner of the 114th Boston Marathon. He ran the course in a record 2 hours, 5 minutes, and 52 seconds. Ethiopia's Tayiba Erkeso captured the women's title in 2 hours, 26 minutes, and 11 seconds. South Africa's Urst van Dyk won the men's wheelchair race. Wakoko Toshida won the women's wheelchair title. This is NPR News, Washington.